B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin daf lamed ches. We're going to start at the Mishnah, two lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer Oimer, Yom Tov Hasomuch leShabbos. If you have Yom Tov, which is adjacent to Shabbos, either Yom Tov was on a Friday or Yom Tov was on a Sunday, Bein Milafanel, irrespective of whether Yom Tov was before Shabbos being Friday, Bein Milacharel, or if Yom Tov is on Sunday after Shabbos, then before we go into the details, let's just give a very short introduction. Shabbos is clearly Kodesh. We know that there's Kedushas Shabbos. Yom Tov is Kodesh. There's Kedushas Yom Tov. The question is, if you have Yom Tov and Shabbos being next to each other, are they considered as a single long Kedusha, as if to say it's a long day of 48 hours? Or do we say no, each day is entirely independent of each other, there are a number of halachic ramifications to that. One example would be that if it's considered one long day, you would make one Eruv, let's say that Yom Tov is on Friday, you would make one Eruv on Thursday afternoon for Friday night, and that same Eruv would be valid right from Friday all the way till Motzah Shabbos, because Friday being Yom Tov and Shabbos being Shabbos is considered a single Kedusha, a single long day. Or you say no, it's two separate Kedushas, and therefore you make an Eruv on Thursday afternoon for Friday and on Friday afternoon for Shabbos. And we're going to see there's a number of other halachic ramifications to this. So Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that Shabbos and Yom Tov are considered as two entirely separate Kedushas, and therefore you have to make an Eruv independently for each one. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Ma'ariv Odom Shnei Eruvin. You want to carry outside the Tchum also on Friday, which is Yom Tov, and also on Shabbos, you need to make two Eruvei Tchumin, one for Friday and one for Shabbos. Va'omer, and he says as follows, Eruvi Berishoin LeMizrach Ubesheni LeMairiv. This person, since the 2 days are totally independent, this person can even have two Eruvs in two different directions. One that he's going to use on Yom Tov, and the other one he's going to use on Shabbos. For example, if this person is now in town A, or in place A, and on Friday, which is Yom Tov, he wants to go 4,000 amos to the east, and on Shabbos he wants to go 4,000 amos to the west, then he puts an Eruv of 2,000 amos east before the onset of Yom Tov on Thursday afternoon, and then it's so to speak, virtually speaking, his place of residence when Yom Tov comes in is 2,000 amos east of A, where his feet are, where he is now, and then he can go 2,000 amos around that Eruv, let's call it B, which is 2,000 amos east of A. But he cannot go west of A at all, because it's more than 2,000 amos from the Eruv B. And then he can send a shliach to put another Eruv on Yom Tov afternoon, on Friday afternoon for Shabbos, to C, which is 2,000 amos west of A, in order that he can then go 2,000 amos around C, allowing him to go from A 4,000 amos to the west. So this person can do that. Since it's two separate kedushas, they are not associated to each other. There's one Eruv for Friday, one Eruv for Shabbos. Va'omer, and he says, Eruvi barishoin lemizrach, the Eruv for the first of the 2 days, for argument's sake, Friday, which is Yom Tov, is on the Mizrach, which is on the east. Ubesheni lemayriv, and on the second day it will be on the west. Or barishoin lemayriv, on the first day it will be on the west. Ubesheni lemizrach, on the second day it will be the east. Or Eruvi barishoin, he only makes one Eruv. He just takes an Eruv to B, at B, which is 2,000 amos east of A, and he says, Eruvi, I want that Eruv to be valid Berishoin, for the first day, for Yom Tov, and Ubesheni, and regarding Shabbos, the second day, Kibnei Iri, I want to be my center point. I want that I should be able to go 2,000 amos all the way around A, and not all the way around just B or C. Or Eruvi Besheni, the Eruv that I put, either at B or at C, either 2,000 Amos east or 2,000 Amos west, that's going to be the Eruv for the second day for Shabbos. Or Bereshein, but the first day, Kibnei Iri, I do not want the Eruv to be valid, and I want A, which is where I am in person, that should be my place of residence for the first day. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. He assumes that it's definitely two kedushos, and they can both be viewed independently. The Chachomim argue and say, "Oy ma'ariv l'ruach achas, oy eino ma'ariv kol ikar." Either he makes an eruv just in one direction, either east or west, or he makes no eruv. Oy ma'ariv l'shnei yomim, either he makes an eruv that's going to be valid for both days together, or yeinu ma'ariv kol ikar, or he makes no eruv whatsoever, which is a double term. He said the same thing twice, and the Gemara is going to discuss that. But the Chachomim held that there's a good chance, and we'll see in the Gemara that it's a suffix, but the Chachomim held it could be that the 2 days are considered one long day of 48 hours, and therefore you can only make one eruv once at the beginning of the first of the 2 days, in the same way as we know on a regular Shabbos, you make an Eruv once at the onset of Shabbos, and then it applies to the whole Shabbos. You cannot make an Eruv or change the Eruv in the middle of Shabbos. So too, according to the Chachomim, these 2 days, one being Yom Tov, one being Shabbos, is considered a single Kedusha. You make one Eruv in one direction, in one place that works for both days. Ketzad Yase, the Chachomim say, what should he do? He takes the food that's going to represent him for his Eruv Berishoin on Thursday afternoon in preparation for Friday. Umachshich Olov, and he waits there, he puts the places the Eruv there and says, I want this to be the Eruv representing whoever sent the Eruv for Friday. Umachshich Olov, he waits there till nightfall, till the end of Bein Hashmoshes. V'noitle, and he takes this Eruv food away with him, it's Yontav. He can carry it with him, he takes it away with him. Ubolei b'sheni, and he comes back on Friday afternoon with the same food, and again places it there, this time wanting it to be the Eruv for Shabbos. Umachshich olov, he waits till it's nightfall. Now the Eruv is valid. It's Shabbos. He cannot take the food away with him. Vo'eichloi, but he can eat it there, because once the Eruv is valid, the food no longer needs to stay in place. Ubolei, and then he can leave v'nimtza, and then it seems from here mistakir b'halichosa, he benefits from going to make the eruv, that the first eruv on Thursday afternoon he goes and he makes the eruv for Friday, or mistakir b'eruvoy, and then he gains by going back the second time that he can actually eat the eruv food. And the Chachomim continue, nechal b'rishin, if he put the food there on Thursday afternoon for Friday, and he left the food there, and it got eaten on Friday by either a person or an animal, wherever it is, then Eruvoy Lirishin, then the Eruv is only valid for that first day for Friday, V'ein Eruvoy Lisheni. The Eruv is not valid for Shabbos because the food is not there anymore. Omar Lehen Rabbi Eliezer commented to the Chachomim, Moidim Atim Li, Shehem Shtei Kedushos, from the very fact that you Chachomim say that if the Eruv got eaten on the first day, then it's not valid anymore for the second day, that shows me that you Chachomim hold that each day is independent. You don't just make one Eruv once for the 2 days, you have to make an Eruv both times. So if you agree with me that the Friday and the Shabbos, the Yom Tov and the Shabbos, are both two separate Kedushos, then why don't you agree with me that you can make an Eruv in two separate directions? Rabbi Eliezer says the 2 days are independent, it's two Kedushos, and therefore you can have Mizrach on one day, Ma'ariv the other day. The Chachomim argued and said it has to be both days the same Eruv. But you Chachomim say that the 2 days are not connected, proof being that when the Eruv would get eaten in the first day, then you can no longer rely on that Eruv for the second day. That's how Rabbi Eliezer finishes the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, L'ruach achas, what did the Chachomim say? The Chachomim said, Oy ma'ariv l'ruach achas, oy eini ma'ariv kol ikar. You can only make an Eruv in one direction. You have 2 days, Yom Tov and then Shabbos. You want to make an Eruv only in one direction, either Mizrach or Ma'ariv. Either you make an Eruv, one Eruv that's going to be valid straight through for 2 days, or you make no Eruv. So the Gemara is now explaining. When it says L'ruach Achas in one direction, Mainu, what does that mean? L'shnei Yomim. It means that the one direction for both days. Otherwise there's no meaning in saying in one direction. What does it mean one direction? Of course it doesn't mean just for half a day. It must mean one direction is for both days. L'shnei Yomim, when the Chachomim then said you have to make the Eruv for 2 days, and or for no days, what does that mean? Ma'inihu l'ruach achas. That the both days have to be in the same direction. Hainu kamaisa. So the Chachomim have in effect said the same thing twice. Why are the Chachomim saying it like that? Says the Gemara, Hochi ka'omro le rabbonon Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachomim, it's true that in the formula, the words that the Chachomim used, it seems as if they're saying two halachas, that you can only make it in one direction for both days, and it's a double terminology. But really the Chachomim have alluded to something a little bit more complex. This is what they intended to say to Rebbe Eliezer. I'ato moide. Do you, Rebbe Eliezer, not agree? She'ein ma'arvin le'yoim echod, chetzei le'tzofoin v'chetzei le'dorim? Do you not agree that if you only have 1 day, either Yom Tov or Shabbos, you cannot have half the day with an Eruv being in Tzofoin and half the day the Eruv being in Dorim? One Eruv half the day in the north, going 4,000 amos to the north, and then the second half of the day, 4,000 amos to the south. Nobody says you can do that. Omer Len, Rebbe Eliezer says, Avol, which is the Aramaic term for, you're right, it's true, I do agree with you. And then the Chachomim said to Rebbe Eliezer, Keshem she'ein ma'arvin le'yoim echod, chetzi le'dorim, chetzi le'tzofin, we Chachomim hold that in exactly the same way as everybody agrees that you cannot have two Eruvs in one day, kach so too ein ma'arvin l'shnei yomim, so too when you have 2 days next to each other, Shabbos and Yom Tov, you cannot have one Eruv in going in one direction and the other Eruv in the other direction. Ein ma'arvin l'shnei yomim, yoim echod l'mizrach v'yoim echod l'mayriv, that you cannot have 1 day in the east, 1 day to the west. And now if we go back to the words of the Chachomim, what did the Chachomim say? When it says, oim ma'ariv l'ruach achas, oi einim ma'ariv kol ikar, we thought that he meant that it's talking about when you have Yom Tov and Shabbos together, it's either in one direction, and or you don't make an Eruv at all. And we thought it means either it's one direction for the 2 days, or no Eruv. No, that's not what the Chachomim meant. The Chachomim meant to say that that just like if it was just 1 day, it's oy ma'ariv l'ruach achas, oy einim ma'ariv kol ikar, you have to have the Eruv of any 1 day to be for the entire day. You cannot have two sides, two directions in 1 day. So too, regarding the discussion here, where there's 2 days, then oy ma'ariv l'shnei yomim, oy einim ma'ariv kol ikar, either you make the Eruv for the 2 days, or you do not make the Eruv at all, because we Chachomim hold that the 2 days is considered one Kedusha. One Kedusha means one Eruv for the 2 days. And then it's not a double term. Rebbe Eliezer. What's Rebbe Eliezer responding to the Chachomim? That Hossam, there's a fundamental difference between a single day that everybody agrees you cannot have half a day in one direction, half a day in another direction. Hossam, Kedusha Achas. 1 day is certainly one Kedusha, cannot be split into two. Hocha, but in the case of the Shabbos with Yom Tov, base Kedusha is, I Rebbe Eliezer hold, is two independent Kedushas. And therefore I can make one Eruv for the first day and one Eruv for the second day, even if they're in different directions. Omar Lohen, Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer said to the Chachomim, Iyatem Moidim, do you Chachomim not agree with me? Shem Irev Baraglov B'yoim Rishon. In the event that the person who wants to use this Eruv, he didn't send with a shliach, with an agent, some food to represent him, so to speak, to acquire residence where his food is going to be. He went in person. He went to the place that he wants to to be able to walk 2,000 amas around. That means if he was an A, he walked to B 2,000 amas before the onset of Shabbos or Yom Tov. He actually stayed there for himself through Bein HaShemoshes. No need for any food. He's there himself. Now he can walk 2,000 amas around B and not 2,000 amas around A. But if this person went, this is Rabbi Eliezer saying to the Chachomim, that you Chachomim, do you not agree with me that if this person went to B at the onset of Yom Tov, which was Thursday afternoon for Friday, he went there on the first day, you agreed to me that B'yom Ma'ariv Baraglov B'yom Sheni, that if he wants to again choose B to be his place of residence for Shabbos, he has to again go there on Friday afternoon in order to be Koine Shvisa, to acquire residence where he is. You Chachomim agree with that. Even though you Chachomim say that the 2 days are one Kedusha, and I would understand that if it's one Kedusha, I only need to make one Eruv at the beginning of the first day, at Thursday afternoon for Friday, and that will the Eruv will be valid right through till the end of Shabbos. But you Chachomim agree, on the one hand you're saying that the 2 days are one Kedusha and therefore it has to be only in one direction, but you Chachomim agree that if the Eruv is made by a person representing himself by being there, you have to go twice, once for the first day, once for the second day. You Chachomim also agree with me that Nechale Ruvoi B'yom Rishon, in the event that you didn't go in person, you sent some food to represent you, and the food got eaten on the first day, Ein Yotzalov B'yom Sheni, you cannot go out of the Tchum based on that food on the second day, because the Eruv food was not there at the onset of the second day. So that Rabbi Eliezer asked the Chachomim, do you not agree with me in these two cases? Omruloi, the Chachomim said, Aval, you're right, I do agree with you. So if so, ho loi beis kedusha yisein. Says Rabbi Eliezer, if so, it's clear that the 2 days are two separate kedushas, like I, Rabbi Eliezer, said. How are you, Chachomim, making sense of this? On the one hand, you're saying it's one kedusha, it has to be one Eruv for 2 days, and it has to be one direction. And then you're saying that the 2 days are independent of each other. The Rabbonon, the Gemara is explaining, the Rabbonon, Sfukei Masapkelu, they actually held that 2 days next to each other, one Shabbos, one Yom Tov, we actually treat it as a suffix. It's a doubt. Is it two Kedushas, like Rabbi Eliezer says, or is it just one Kedusha? And therefore, the Hocha L'chumra, we go L'chumra, and we say that maybe it's two Kedushas, and therefore you have to make a separate Eruv for each day. V'hocha l'chumra, but maybe it's one Kedusha, and therefore the first Eruv is valid for the 2 days. And therefore you have to make that the two Eruvs are in the same direction. Because in the event that it's one Kedusha, then the first Eruv is the one Eruv that's valid straight through for the 2 days. And then you cannot change the direction in the middle. So we have to make you make a second Eruv for the second day, just in case it's two Kedushos, but it has to be in the same direction as the first one was, just in case it's one Kedusha, in which case the second Eruv is of no relevance, and it's the first Eruv, which is what's valid and applies straight through the 2 days. So that's what the Chachomim say. The Chachomim learn it's a suffix if it's one Kedusha or two Kedushos. Omru loy Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachomim said to Rabbi Eliezer, Iyatamoida, do you, Rabbi Eliezer, not agree with us? She'ein ma'arvin b'tchilo mi'yom tov l'shabbos. If you have Friday's Yom Tov, and then Shabbos is after that, and let's say you did not make an Eruv on Friday, now you want to make an Eruv on Shabbos, the halacha is ein ma'arvin b'tchilo mi'yom tov l'shabbos. You're not allowed to make an Eruv on Yom Tov for Shabbos. If you made an Eruv before Yom Tov and that continues straight through to Shabbos, or even if you reinstate it, as we'll see later in the Gemara, that's okay. But if you did not make an Eruv on Yom Tov, then you cannot make an Eruv for Shabbos. That's what it means. Ein ma'arvin b'tchilo. You cannot start an Eruv for the second day for Shabbos, miYom Tov leShabbos. Omar hen aval. Rabbi Eliezer says, I agree with you. So Gemara says, if so, holoi, then it's certain from that halacha that kedusha achasi, that it's one kedusha starting from Yom Tov on Friday evening, on Thursday evening, all the way to the end of Shabbos. And therefore, you cannot start an Eruv in the middle of Shabbos. In the middle, that means for Shabbos, if you didn't have that same Eruv for Friday, because it's like making an Eruv in the middle of Shabbos. For Shabbos, you cannot do that, which means it's one Kedusha, which the Chachamim say, we take on the side that it may be one Kedusha. But you, Rabbi Eliezer, where it's so clear to you that it's two Kedushos, why can you not make an Eruv just for Shabbos, even if you didn't make an Eruv for Friday? The 2 days are not connected at all. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, hosam mishum hachona. Rabbi Eliezer says, you're right. It's not because it's one Kedusha, and therefore you cannot make the Eruv on Shabbos if you didn't make it for Yom Tov. It's a completely different reason. As far as the Eruv part, of course you can make just Shabbos. It's a different day to Friday. But there's a problem of Hachona. You're not allowed to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. And if you made an Eruv already on Thursday afternoon for Friday, you can continue that Eruv. It's not called preparing. And we'll see a little bit more about this later on. However, if you had no Eruv for Friday, and you now want to make an Eruv for Shabbos, I'm preparing for that Eruv by putting the food there on Yom Tov, on Friday afternoon. And when I put the food there, not only do I have to go there and put the food there, I need to verbalize this food is representing whoever's using the Eruv and is hence acquiring residence in this place. And all that whole process is considered a preparation for Shabbos on Yom Tov. And that you're not allowed to do. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, Irev Baraglov. In the event that he made an Eruv not by sending food to represent him, he went in person with his feet to be in all before the onset of Yom Tov, in order that that B should be his place of residence, and then he, over Yom Tov, he can go 2,000 amas around B. Irev Baraglov b'yom rishon, ma'arev Baraglov b'yom shein. He has to go back again on Friday afternoon in order to again be there for the Bein Hashmoshes of Shabbos, in order to make the Eruv be valid for Shabbos. Nechal Eruvoi b'yom rishon, in the event that he didn't go on Thursday afternoon for Friday himself, but he sent food to represent him, and the food got eaten on sometime in the course of Friday. Ein yoytze olav b'yom sheni, you are not allowed to go use that tchum and go 2,000 amos beyond B based on that Eruv on Shabbos, since when Shabbos came in, Bein Hashmoshes of Shabbos, the food was no longer there. Divrei Rebbe. That is the opinion of Rebbe. Which means that Rebbe clearly holds that every day needs its own Eruv. We're assuming that Rebbe holds, like Rebbe Eliezer holds, that it's two Kedushos, and therefore you need the food to be there for each day on its own, and you need to, or if you're not going with the food, you're going yourself, you have to go both days. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Rebbe Yehuda is arguing with Rebbe, and he holds Hareze Chamar Gomor. Which, and we've had this expression before, a chamar is a donkey driver, a gomel is a camel driver. A donkey typically walks ahead of it, of the person who's taking care of it, and a camel walks behind the person. So if one person is leading a donkey and a camel, he's being pulled in two directions and he's stuck in the middle. The donkey is pulling him forward, the camel is pulling him back. So to here, if this person, when Shabbos came, when Yom Tov came in, he was in A. That's his city. He made an Eruv when Yom Tov came in at B, which is 2,000 amos east of A, which means that on Friday, which is Yom Tov, he can go 2,000 amos around B. To the west of B, 2,000 amos, you get to A, but he can use that Eruv and go another 2,000 amos to the east of B, and he cannot go any further west than A, because his Eruv is at B, not at A. Now on, that's what happens when Yom Tov came in, he made the Eruv. Now is Shabbos, and before the onset of Shabbos, the food got eaten up. It's not there anymore. And now we have a sofik, a doubt. Is Shabbos a single Kedusha with Yom Tov, and therefore the Eruv he made before the onset of Yom Tov, which is at B, that's going to be his Eruv also for Shabbos? Or do we say no? Do we say that Yom Tov and Shabbos are two Kedushos, and the Eruv that was valid for Yom Tov is not necessarily valid for Shabbos? Since the food is gone, we've got lost before the onset of Shabbos, then the Eruv of B is no longer valid for Shabbos. Where is this person? Where's his feet? Where is he in practice? He's in the city in A. And if so, if it's two Kedushos, and he is now in A, in his city, and B is not valid Eruv, he can go 2,000 Amos in any direction around A. So again, if it's one Kedusha, then he can go 2,000 Amos around B. If it's two Kedushos, he can go 2,000 Amos around A. Now we don't know, is it one Kedusha or two Kedushos? Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's a Sofik, it's a doubt. So if you take the two options together, the only area that you can actually walk in on Shabbos is the 2,000 Amos between A and B. You cannot go any further west than A because it's more than 2,000 Amos from B. You cannot go any further east from B because it's more than the 2,000 Amos from A. And since we don't know, the only area that you're allowed to go, either way you look at it, is 2,000 Amos between A and B. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika Imrim, they argue and they say, Irev Baraglov Berishoin, if he made an Eruv in person on for the first day, Thursday afternoon for Friday, Ein Ma'ariv Baraglov B'Shein, he doesn't need to go back to make another Eruv to be there again when Shabbos comes in. He holds, it's one Kedusha. If it's one Kedusha, it's the one Eruv of Friday works straight across till after Shabbos. Ne'echal Eruvay b'yom Rishon, and even if the food got eaten sometime on Friday, Yotza Olav b'sheni, he can continue relying on that same Eruv right till the end of Shabbos, the second day, because the two Kedushos are definitely one Kedusha, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika. So those are the three opinions here. Rabbi says it's definitely two Kedushos. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika hold it's definitely one Kedusha. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a Sofik. Omar Rav. Rav now made the statement, Halacha kedalad zkenim halalu. The halacha is like the following four sages, elders, Valibada Rabbi Eliezer, and they follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah, which is that the 2 days are two Kedushos. The Omar Beis Kedushos Hein, Ve'elu Hein Dalet Zkenim. These are the four sages. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Benoish, Rabbi Yechonim, and Baraika, Ve'reb Eliezer, Berab Shimon, Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Shimon, not to be confused with Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Stimo, and Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, who is often an anonymous Tana quoted by Rabbi when he wrote the Mishnayos. Those are the four Tanoim who all held and ruled like Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah that 2 days, Yom Tov and Shabbos, they are considered as two Kedushos. V'ikad Amra, some say Chad Minayu, one of the four is actually Rabbi Lozo, which is Rabbi Lozo ben Shamua, Umapik Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Stimo, and take out of the list, Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Stimo, and because they hold that this second version holds that Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda does not rule like Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah. And these four Tanoim, Rav said, since these four Chachomim held like Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah, the Halacha is like him. The Gemara is asking, I don't understand. You, Rav, just quoted two Tanoim. One is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and one is Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika, that presumably they both hold that it's two Kedushos. We just saw Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika, and they said it's one Kedusha. Asks the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika, Ipcha Shemin Aluhu, they say the opposite of what you, Rav, just said. Answers the Gemara, Rav's going to answer, Ipach, turn them over. Turn over the halachas. Instead of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika, instead of them saying that it's definitely one Kedusha, which means that you only have to make the Eruv once at the onset of Friday, in the event that we're talking about Friday Shabbos, only need to make one Eruv. And if the food got destroyed on the first day, the Eruv is still valid through to the second days. No, say the opposite. Say that they have to make an Eruv on both days. And if the food got lost on the first day, it's not valid for the second day. Opposite to what we just saw here. Says the Gemara, if so, Yehochi Hainu Rebbe. And that is the same opinion as Rebbe, because that's how we started. The Braisa Ton Rabbonon, Irev Baraglov, etc. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says exactly that. Rebbe says it's two Kedushoi. So now you're saying that Pshim Ben Gamliel and Rebbe Shmuel turn over what they said, turn it upside down, and then they say exactly the same as Rebbe. You can't have a single Braisa quoting two different, first Rebbe, and then Rebbe Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe Shmuel, and they're both saying the same. Answers the Gemara, Eimel v'chein om Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel v'chulu. Instead of saying Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel v'Rebbe Shmuel ben Rebbe ben Baraika Oimrim, and then spell out what they say, no. Just say after you mention Rebbe, who says it's two Kedushais, then the Braisa, what he means to say is, V'chein Omer Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Similarly, the same as Rebbe says Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, and Rebbe Shmuel says the same as Rebbe. Asks the Gemara, okay, so now you've got an extra Tana. Or, and even without this, B'chlel, we saw in the Braisa that Rebbe holds it's two Kedushais. Why did Rav not say that I've got a fifth Chochem, a fifth Zokin, sage that says that there's two Kedushais, which is Rebbe? Why did Rav ignore Rebbe? V'lichoshev nami Rebbe. Answers the Gemara, Rebbe tonelo v'loy sovarlo. Rebbe was just quoting Rebbe Eliezer of our Mishnah. He himself didn't really hold of this. He held it's either a Sofik or it's one Kedusha, but he didn't hold it's clearly two Kedushais. If so, says the Gemara, Bono nami tonu lo v'loy sovarlo. Who told you that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and Reb Shmuel b'nei Shor b'yechim b'reika, who said the same as Rebbe, who told you that they do hold of this? Maybe they're also just quoting Rebbe Eliezer. Says the Gemara, Rav Gemara Gomirlo. Rav had a tradition. He knew that Rebbe did not hold of this opinion himself, and he knew that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and Rebbe Shmuel did hold of this opinion. Therefore, Rav said, since I've got, he only mentioned Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and Rebbe Shmuel as being two of the four sages that hold, like Rebbe Eliezer in our Mishnah, that it's two Kedushis. Continues the Gemara, now we're going to discuss Rav a little bit more. Kinoch nafshedu Rav Huna. When Rav Huna passed away, Ayel Rav Chizda came into the Beis HaMedrash. And in Bob Metzia Daf Lamed Gimel, the Gemara discusses why Rav Chizda did not come into the Beis HaMedrash until Rav Huna passed away. Lemirma derav aderav. Now Rav Chizda came into the Beis HaMedrash to ask a contradiction in Rav. Mi omar Rav halocha kedalet zkenim? Is the halocha, like we just learned, like these four sages, that 2 days, one Shabbos, one Yontov next to each other, is two Kedushois, v'alibud Rebbe Eliezer, the omar two Kedushois hein, and it follows the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer in our Mishnah, that the 2 days are two Kedushois. V'oitmar, we learned, Shabbos v'yomtov, if you have Shabbos and Yontov next to each other, either Shabbos before Yomtov or Yomtov before Shabbos, Rav omar, it's again Rav said, noildo bezeh, asura bezeh. If an egg was laid on the first of the 2 days, it's also even on the second of the 2 days. What does that tell us? That seems to tell us that it's a single Kedusha. Because if it was two Kedushois, then if something is born on Yom Tov, then relative to Shabbos, it was born before the Kedusha of Shabbos. So why can I not have any benefit from it? Why is it also even on Shabbos? And vice versa. Either way, if it's two Kedushois, why should an egg that was laid on the first day be also on the second day? Omar Rabba. Rabba says, I'll explain it to you. The truth is, it's two Kedushois. And therefore, there's good reason to say that an egg that was laid on one day should be mutter the second day. However, we have a problem. Awesome. In the case of the eggs, Mishum Hachona, it's considered somewhat a preparing. Let's say that Friday was Yom Tov and Shabbos was straight after it. An egg that was laid on Yom Tov, the reason that it's also on Shabbos is not because it was, so to speak, laid on Shabbos, assuming that the 2 days are one Kedusha and it's as if it was laid on Shabbos. No, it's two Kedushois and it was not laid on Shabbos. But when was it laid? On Yom Tov. This is a type of preparation on Yom Tov for Shabbos. You're not allowed to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. The Tanya, we learnt in a Braisa, and there's a discussion whether such a Braisa does exist or doesn't exist. Either way, Rabba took on that this is the halacha, that we learn from the pasuk, v'hoyo b'yom hashishi, it was on the sixth day, it was Friday, in the desert, when the mon came down, v'echinu, and on Friday, they prepared the mon for Shabbos. Choyl meichin l'Shabbos. A regular yom shishi, a Friday, prepares, v'echinu, is prepares for Shabbos. V'choyl meichin l'yomtev. And a weekday is used to prepare for Yom Tov. Ve'in Yom Tov meichin l'Shabbos, but you're not allowed to prepare for Shabbos on Yom Tov. Ve'in Shabbos meichin l'Yom Tov, nor are you allowed to prepare for Yom Tov on Shabbos. And therefore, an egg that was laid on the day before, on the first of the 2 days, is a type of hachona for the second day, and therefore it's osa. It's interesting because this is even a type of hachona where nobody actually did anything. It's called, it happened on its own. The egg was laid on its own. Nonetheless, it's considered hachona and it's osa. So that is how Rabba explained Rav, that Rav holds its two kedushos, and nonetheless he holds an egg that was born on the first of the 2 days is osa on the second of the 2 days, not because it's considered as if it was born in the one kedusha, which is 2 days, no, because it's two kedushos, but because it was meichin, it was a preparation, the first day for the second day, which is osa. Omale Abaya, Abaye commented on this. Elohod itnan, this that we saw in our Mishnah on the Flamut Ches Homed Aleph. Ketzad u'oise, the Chachomim said, what should this person do if you've got 2 days, a Shabbos after a Yom Tov? Moilichoi Barishain. He can go on Thursday afternoon to put down the food for the Eruv that's supposed to be valid for Friday, for Yom Tov. U'machshich olav and wait till it's after Ben Ashmoshes, till it's nightfall. V'noitle, and then he takes the food away from him. And then on Friday afternoon, Yom Tov afternoon, he comes back with the same food again, and he puts it there. Umachshich olav, he waits till Shabbos sets in, and then the Eruv is valid for Shabbos, and then he can eat it. He can't take it away with him because it's Shabbos, but he can eat it. And then he goes away. Asks the Gemara, v'hokam meichin mi Yom Tov l'Shabbos. But here it's clear in the Mishnah that he's going on Yom Tov afternoon, he's going to put the food back there in preparation for the Eruv of Shabbos. And you, Rabbi, just said now that you're not allowed to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Omali Rabbi. Rabbi responded to Abaye's question, Misovras soif hayoim koina Eruv? Tchilas hayoim koina Eruv. What was your problem? The problem wasn't that you're going to put the Eruv there. That's not a problem. On Yom Tov, to go for a walk and put some food down, that's not the issue. The problem is that you are you're acquiring the residence, which is when the Eruv actually becomes valid, to acquire residence on Yom Tov, to serve as an Eruv for Shabbos. That's called Achona, that you're not allowed to do. But he says that's only true if the Eruv is valid before Shabbos actually sets in. But Rabbi says that who told you Seif Hayom Koina Eruv? Who told you that the Eruv starts becoming valid at the beginning of Bein Ashmoshes, which is the end of Friday? Tchilas Hayom Koina Eruv. When does the acquiring actually happen? When does he acquire the residence? At the beginning of Shabbos, which is the end of Bein Ashmoshes. And therefore, since the acquiring happens on Shabbos, as Shabbos sets in, and not at the beginning of Bein Ashmoshes, that's still somewhat considered Yom Tov, and therefore, when did the acquiring happen? When did, so to speak, this transaction, this acquiring the residence, when did it happen? On Shabbos. V'Shabbos mechino la'atzmo. There's no problem with Shabbos preparing for Shabbos. Since the whole problem of Meichin was, when is the Eruv going to become valid? Rabbi says, I hold the Eruv is only going to be valid as Shabbos sets in. And therefore, there's no problem of Meichin. Asks the Gemara, when Abaye is asking back to Rabbi, Elo me'ato, if it's true that the Eruv is valid at the end of Bein Ashmoshes, not the beginning of Bein Ashmoshes, ye Eruvu belogin. And this is something we already saw previously. We saw that what happens if somebody's got a big barrel of wine, and it's Tevel. He didn't take Trumas and Maisus from it. He hasn't got a utensil. He's got a little jug called a Login. And in this little jug, he wants to now separate, take off some of the wine or whatever it is that he's trying to take Truma from. And he wants to separate part of it from the big barrel in order that he can eat or drink whatever's left in the barrel. There's a problem. He's trying to separate truma. This login, this jug, on Friday was tummy. He toiveled it, he immersed it in a mikvah. So now it's almost tahir, but you have to wait till Harav Shemesh, till nightfall. And this jug, even after it's been in the mikvah, if truma or hekdush touches it, they become posel, they become tummy. If regular maestros touch it, or regular tevel touches it, or chulin touches it, it's okay. Truma and hekdush is not allowed to touch it. So what does this person want to do? He wants to take away some of the tevel wine. Let's just talk about wine for argument's sake. Take some of the wine, put it in this lugin, and say as follows. Now this lugin is still tomei somewhat till the night. What have I put in it? Tevel, not truma. Okay? I'm going to wait, and I'm going to make a condition. When nightfall, when it's night, at that point, I want the truma to become truma. I want whatever's in this lugin to be called truma, not now, when it's nightfall. And when it's nightfall, then the utensil is now tohir, because it's already hair of shemesh. It's waited till the end of the day. So that's perfectly okay. But we saw before that if he says, if it's Friday afternoon, for example, on a regular Shabbos, and he says, I want this truma to become my eruv, and we've already discussed previously in the Flamed Beis whether you can make an eruv with truma, maybe only a kohen can. It's not our discussion now. But he says, I want this to be my eruv. Now, when he first separated this little bit of truma in this lugin, it was tevel. Tevel, everybody agrees you cannot use for an eruv. When it's truma, you can use it for an eruv. When is it going to become truma? Only at nightfall. So, and this person wants to use it for an eruv. The halacha is you cannot use it for an eruv. So we assumed that when is the eruv have to become valid? At the beginning of Bein HaShemoshes. When is this kli going, this utensil going to become tohir, and only then the truma is going to become valid? At the end of Bein HaShemoshes. So we can understand that the eruv is not valid, because the duration of Bein HaShemoshes, the wine in this lugin was still tevel. You cannot use tevel for an eruv. However, you rabbis said now that when is an eruv valid? At the end of Bein HaShemoshes, when Shabbos proper actually sets in? If so, why can I not use this lugin for an eruv? When is the lugin going to become toyer? When does the truma become truma and it's no longer considered tevel? At the end of Bein HaShemoshes. Well, that's when the eruv has to become valid. Elo me'ato ye'aruvu belugin. Why can you not use this lugin for the eruv? Says the Gemara, you're right. As far as eruvin, as far as the days are concerned and the timing is concerned, you should be able to. But we have another issue. There's another condition. It's got to be that the food you're using for the eruv was edible on the day before you made the eruv, which is on Friday. And since the food in this lugin was not edible on Friday, because it was still tevel then, and you didn't allow it to become truma until Shabbos sets in, because the kli that was holding this, what's going to become truma, was still tome, therefore, since it was tevel on Friday, you could not eat it on Friday. If you could not eat it on Friday, it's not valid for an eruv on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Abai is asking back to Rabba, Elohodit nun, how are you going to explain what we learnt in the Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yom Tov Asamoch L'Shabbos Bein Milafaneo or Bein Milacharel. If you have Yom Tov and Shabbos together, either Yom Tov being Friday or being Sunday, we saw in our Mishnah, Ma'ariv Odom Shnei Eruvin, a person, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's two Kedushas, he can make two Eruvs. He can make one Eruv if his place where his city is A. He wants to walk 4,000 amos east of A on Yom Tov, and he wants to walk 4,000 amos west of A on Shabbos. So what does he do? He puts an eruv of 2,000 amos east of A, let's call it B, for the onset of Yom Tov, and he puts the eruv of 2,000 amos west of A, call it C, in order that he can walk 4,000 amos west of A on Shabbos. That's what he says. You can make Shnei Eruvin. Asks the Gemara, asks Abaye to Rabba, what's the distance between B and C? Between the Eruv, which is valid on, which is his place of residence on for Yom Tov and his place of residence for Shabbos. You've got 4,000 amis in between them. That means because he wants to walk 4,000 amis east of A on Yom Tov, on Friday, he puts an Eruv at B, which is 2,000 amis east of A, in order that he can then walk 2,000 amis around B and go even further east, another 2,000 amis. But since his place of residence when Yom Tov came in is B, which is 2,000 amis east of A, he cannot go west of A even one step. Where's the Eruv that is going to be valid for Shabbos? 2,000 amos west of A, at C. He cannot, on Yom Tov, he cannot go to C, because his place of residence, his center of residence, is at B, which is 2,000 amos east of A. You can't go to 2,000 amos west of A. So if so, he couldn't reach the Eruv of Shabbos on Friday, so how is it valid for Shabbos? It's called a Suda, which is Eini Ru'uya. It's not a Suda or Ru'uya Mibo'id Yom. And even though, technically speaking, others could eat it, not like Tevel, but it's at least got to be in the same Tchum as the person who's supposed to be using the Eruv for the next day. Here, it's even outside his Tchum. That's what Abaye asked Rabbah. You need it to be that he can get to the food and eat the food on Friday, and it's not possible. Answers Rabbah. Rabbi says, I'll explain to you what Rabbi Eliezer is talking about, not the way I explained it to you till now. The way we explained it till now, which is the way the Gemara understood till now, he put an Eruv 2,000 amos east of A in order to be able to walk 2,000 amos beyond that, because he wants to go 4,000 amos east of A on Yom Tov, and he wants to go 4,000 amos east, west of A on Shabbos. Rabbi says no. We're talking about that he only wanted to go 3,000 amos from A, east on Friday on Yom Tov, and he only wanted to go 3,000 amos west of A on Shabbos. Since he only wants to go 1,000 amos beyond the 2,000 amos, then he doesn't need to position the Eruv 2,000 amos away from A, he can position it just 1,000 amos away from A. So he puts an Eruv of 1,000 amos east of A, and then he can walk another 2,000 amos from there and towards the east from the B Eruv. And then, since the B, the Eruv for Yom Tov, is 1,000 amos east of A, he can then walk 1,000 amos west of A, because that's still within 2,000 amos of the Eruv called B. And the same about Shabbos. He doesn't need to go 4,000 amos west of A. He only needs to go 3,000 amos west, which means that he can put the Eruv not 2,000 amos west of A. It suffices to put the Eruv 1,000 amos west of A, and then he can walk 2,000 amos beyond that Eruv called C, which is just 1,000 amos west of A, and go another 2,000 amos west from there to his 3,000 amos destination. If so, what's the distance between Eruv B, 1,000 amos east of A, and Eruv C, which is 1,000 amos west of A? There's only 2,000 amos between them. That's perfect. He can walk from one to the other on Yom Tov, and therefore it's within the same Tchum, and therefore the Eruv is valid. And that is what Rabbah answered. He put the two Eruvs 1,000 amos east and west of A, not 2,000 amos. Asks Abai another question. Elohod Omar of Yehuda, Irev Baraglov Yom Rishon. We know that Rav Yehuda holds, Irev Baraglov Yom Rishon, if he went in person on Thursday afternoon to acquire residence at the Eruv place, to be his center of residence for Friday, for Yom Tov, Ma'ariv Baraglov, he goes there in person, B'yom Sheni, he has to go again for the second day, on Friday afternoon, he goes again in person, and when he gets there, he verbally expresses that I am now here again to again acquire residence for to be an Eruv for Shabbos. Ireiv bepas b'yom rishon. If he put bread there on Thursday afternoon for Friday, ma'ariv bepas b'yom sheni. He has to put bread there again, or make sure the bread is still there for Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, "Komeichin miyontiv l'Shabbos." We're going back to the issue of hachona. You, Rabbi, said that you're not allowed to prepare from yontiv to Shabbos. How can I go in person to that place and verbally express that I want this place to be my Eruv for Shabbos? Going there on its own right is not the problem. But as we said before, verbalizing that and expressing that I want to acquire this residence to be my Eruv for tomorrow, that is called preparing. You're not allowed to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So how can you go in person on Yom Tov in order to make your Eruv for Shabbos? Omar Le, Rabbi answered, Mi sovres de ozil va Omar, midi, de ozil va shosik va Yosef. He says you do not need to actually say anything. If you would have to say something, it would be considered a very significant type of preparation for the Eruv, where you verbally express that I want to acquire the place to be a residence for the Eruv for tomorrow. That's an issue. But who says you have to say anything? You just go. You go there in silence. The Ozil v'Shosik v'Yosef. Go there in silence. Sit there. That's your Eruv. Since you don't need to verbalize anything, it's not considered preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and it's allowed. Come on. Can we assume that this is following Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? It's following the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that we're going to learn about a bit later on Daf Mem Hei. The Omar, he holds that if a person is sleeping at the place that he wants to acquire his residence, he wants to make an Eruv for regular Shabbos, he goes Friday afternoon, he falls asleep there through Bein Hashmoshes. Has he acquired residence where he's sleeping? Yes. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says he's acquired residence. It's the same as Cheftze Hefker Koinin Shvisa. We know that a person's utensils, they also are not allowed to go outside the Tchum, not only the person himself. What are the boundaries of the Tchum of utensils? Exactly the same of their owners. What happens if you have utensils that don't belong to anyone? They're Hefker. Then they themselves, the place that they are when Shabbos comes in, that is their residence, and they are not allowed to be taken beyond 2,000 amis of their residence. So in the same way as these utensils that do not belong to anyone, no one had specific intentions that their base of residence should be where they are when Shabbos comes in, nonetheless, where they are is what determines where their base is. So to a sleeping person, even though he had no intentions, he was sleeping. Being there is enough, and he was koina. He was koina shvisa. And therefore, the same applies here. You don't need to say anything. You just go there. You don't need to verbalize anything. And that's enough to be an Eruv. And that's how Rabbi explained it. The Rabbi said it's not called achona because you don't need to do anything. You don't need to say anything. And then the Gemara continues, no, afilo teimer rabbonon. Rabbi will tell you that even the Rabbonon will agree with me. Ad kan pligi Rabbonon oleidu Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. When do the Chachomim argue that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri will see this on Daf Mem Hei? That's only Elo B'Yoshon. It's only when a person is sleeping. If a person is sleeping, the Chachomim say he's got no das, he's got no intentions, his brain is not present at all, and therefore they argue and say he's not Koina Shvisa. Delei Motzi Omar, he can't say even if he wanted to say. Aval Benir, but somebody who's awake. Di boy elameimar motzi omar. If he would want to say and verbalize that he wants to acquire this place as his residence, he could say it. Afal gavdeloy omar. In that case, even if he didn't verbalize it, command omar domi. It's as if he verbalized it, and therefore it's sufficient. Even though he didn't verbalize it, and therefore it's not considered preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Omar le Rabbe Barba Ravchonin la Abaya. Rabbi Baruch Chonin commented to Abaya, and he's pairing up with Abaya, arguing with Rabbi. We had a whole list of questions that Abaya posed now to Rabbi, and now Rabbi Baruch Chonin is joining Abaya in arguing with Rabbi. Yihava Shemia Leilemar. Rabbi Baruch Chonin said, had Rabbi, our master Rabbi, had he heard the following Braisa, Hode Tanya, that what does it say in the Braisa? Lo yehalech odom l'soif sodeu, a person is not allowed to silently walk to the edge of his fields, Leida, in order to observe Mahi Tzricha, what his fields are going to need after Shabbos. Kiyotzeboy, similarly, Lo Yatayel Odom al Pesach Medina. A person is not allowed to go to the edge of the city on Shabbos, at the end of Shabbos, Kadeshi Kones Lemerchatz, in order to be able to go into the bathhouses immediately on Motzah Shabbos. Had Rabbah heard of this brisa, that even silently walking on Shabbos in preparation for what's after Shabbos is asa, even though he didn't say anything. So you see that even silently walking is considered meichin. Rabbah wouldn't have said what he said. We asked a question before, according to Rabbah, how can you go and be the Eruv, go on Friday afternoon, which is Yom Tov, and be there and acquire residence to be an Eruv for Shabbos? How can you do that? According to you, Rabbah, you're not allowed to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. And what did Rabbah answer? Rabbah said, no, if going in silence is okay. Here we have a brisa that even going in silence in preparation for what's after Shabbos is not allowed. Miyad Hodarbe, Rabbah would have been chayza, he would have changed his mind. V'loihi. But it's not the truth. Rabbah would answer to Rabbah Bar of Chonin, it's okay, I know about this brisa and I've got a good answer. Shmi'alei, Rabbah heard this brisa, nonetheless, he didn't change his mind. When you're going to your field and observing what your field needs, or you're going to the edge of the town and you're in preparation to go into the bathhouses, it's very clear. Anybody who's seeing you doing this would have no doubts that you're going in preparation for something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Like, take care of your fields, go into the bathhouse, and you're preparing on Shabbos for something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Hocha, but in the case of making the Eruv, where all he's doing is he's walking to the place of the Eruv, and he's going to be there through Bein Hashmoshes, and he's not going to say anything, he's going in silence. Hocha, lav mucha chamilzi, he's just going for a walk, 2,000 amos to the end of the Tchum, it's not like going to the end of the city, to the bathhouses, or to the edge of his fields. There, nobody can see that he's actually going there in order to be an Eruv in preparation for Shabbos. Nobody would think that. If this person happens to be a Talmud Chacham, Omra, people will say, Shmaitza Moshchase, he was so engrossed in Torah thoughts that he just was walking without realizing where he was walking. He got to the end of the Tchum. And if it's just an Amoretz, a simple person, people will say, Omri Chamri Irchasle, it seems that his donkey escaped from him and he's gone to find his donkey. And the halacha is, if your donkey escapes, providing it's within the Tchum, you're allowed to bring it back home on Shabbos. So people will think he's gone to get his donkey back. And therefore, it's not so obvious that he's going to prepare for Shabbos on Yom Tov, and therefore Rabbah says it's allowed. Continues the Gemara, Gufa, Omer of Yehuda, which previously quoted Rav Yehuda, Irev Baraglov B'Yom Rishon, if the Eruv of the first of the 2 days, for Yom Tov, Friday, which he made on Thursday afternoon, was done Baraglov, he didn't send food to represent him, he went in person to be there. Ma'arev Baraglov B'Sheni, has to go again on Friday afternoon to be the Eruv for Shabbos. Irev B'Pas B'Yom Rishon, if he represented himself by sending with an agent, with a shliach, to send some bread or some food to the place of the Eruv on Thursday afternoon for Friday, Ma'ariv Bepas B'yem Sheni, he has to again make sure that there's bread there for the second Eruv, for the Eruv of Shabbos. Irev Bepas Barishain, if he used bread for the Eruv, the first of the 2 days, Ma'ariv Baraglov B'Sheni, he doesn't need to send bread for the Shabbos Eruv, he can go himself and be the Eruv for the Shabbos part of the Eruv. Irev Baraglov B'Rishin, if, however, for the first of the 2 days, he went in person to be the Eruv, in that case, in Ma'ariv B'Pas B'Sheni, you're not allowed to use bread to be the Eruv for Shabbos. She'ein Ma'arvin B'tchilo B'pas. Because if you used bread for the Eruv on Thursday afternoon, for the Friday Eruv, then That's okay. When did I designate this food? When did I verbalize and say, this food is representing me and is helping me acquire residence? He did that on a weekday. That's okay. And then he can use the same food for Shabbos, because all you're doing is using the same food, and this food has already got the status of being Eruv food. It's okay. For him himself to represent himself either on the first day or the second day, that's also okay. However, if he's to use bread for the first time on Yom Tov to be the Eruv for Shabbos, that's a problem. In Ma'arvin B'tchila B'pas, because then what you're doing is you're actually creating a new status on the bread, that now for the first time this bread is becoming Eruv bread. That is too much to be allowed to do on Yom Tov for Shabbos. It's called preparation. You're not allowed to do this level of preparation on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Irev v'pas b'yom rishon, ma'arev v'pas b'yom sheni. If you used bread on for the first day, you can use the bread for the second day. And Omar Shmuel, and Shmuel said, "Bo'isa hapas," providing it's the same bread. If it's new bread, we again have the same problem, that for the second bread, you're giving it the status of being heir of bread for the first time on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and that's not allowed. Omer Ravashi. Ravashi says, "Dai kenami masnisin." We can even find proof to this, what Shmuel said from our Mishnah. Diktoni, we said, "Keitzad u'aisa." The Chachamim say, what should he do? Ma'ilichoi barisha, and he takes the bread and he takes it to the place of the Eruv on Thursday afternoon for the Friday Eruv. U'machshich olov, and he waits there till it's end of Ben Hashmoshes. Now the Friday Eruv is valid. V'noitlo, he takes the food with him. U'ba'oloi b'sheni, and he brings the food back. The same food, he brings it back on Friday afternoon to be the Shabbos Eruv. Machshich olov, he waits there on Friday afternoon till it's the end of Ben Hashmoshes Shabbos. V'oichlo u'ba'oloi, and then he can eat it and he can go. So you see from there that it's the same food that he put there on the first day, he puts there for the second day. Asks the Gemara, V'rabonon, according to Abaya and the Rabbi Barber of Chonin, who both argued with Rabbah, and they both said that there's no issue of Meichin. They argued with him. There's no problem to be Meichin from Yom Tov to Shabbos on this level. According to them, how do you explain the Mishnah? If there's no problem of being Meichin, I can use a different bread for the second day. And the Mishnah seems to be saying you have to use the same bread. How are they going to explain this diuk in the Mishnah? Dil mahosam eitza teiva komash melon. The truth is, according to them, they hold there's no issue of being meichin, and therefore you could use different bread. It's just a good piece of advice. In order that you shouldn't have to start looking for new bread, take the previous bread with you, so it will not get lost, taken away, or eaten on the first day, and use that same bread and bring it back the next day with no hassle. If you don't, you may have to bring new bread, and it's just a good piece of advice not to have to go to that trouble. And therefore, the Mishnah says that you take the same bread away with you and bring it back. But not that you have to do that in order to be allowed to make an Eruv with bread for Shabbos. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next Shira, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.